Hi, this is Kevin Cook, the Heavy Equipment Guy. Welcome to the Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment welders. And again, this episode is sponsored by me, Kevin Cook. If you're looking for rental equipment or purchase used equipment, give me a call at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Fixing up heavy equipment is very critical, especially when you're in the middle of an important project. There has been numerous such incidents when the heavy equipment has stopped functioning just because a particular part of it has gone faulty and it needs to be replaced. You know, you can't have faulty parts on your machine. You know, there's plenty of places out there that have capabilities of finding aftermarket parts for certain machines, and you can buy used parts. So, there's plenty of companies that do that for a living. In a situation like this, a person who knows how to cut the portions out of the machine and put a replaced part back on it plays a vital role in your business. You know, make sure you got the right guys doing it, or gals. This can't be done by any lazy person. Not even an operator who works all the time inside the cab can do this as long as he is not trained in it. You know, you got to have a heavy equipment mechanic that knows what to do. Here comes the role of the welder. The work of the welder is just to cut the portion that has been identified as a problem, prepare the new part, and then put it back by welding it and eventually cleaning the item. These are basic three steps that a welder does when he or she is working on heavy equipment. Other than that, there are companies who just buy used heavy equipment with a first dismantled and then installed with new parts. This work also requires welding skills, and therefore the work of a welder is required by such companies. Number one, special training needed to become welders. As one requires training to understand heavy equipment and operate, it is similar fashion when one takes up to job to fix heavy equipment. They have to undergo a special training on welding. The mechanics who work to fix the machines are necessary good welders, but this does not mean that all mechanics know how to weld. You know, again, that is true. You really need to be trained on how to weld stitch the items like a bucket. You know, you really need to know what you're doing. Therefore, folks who aim to become good mechanics train themselves into welding machines. Again, there's plenty of people out there that can train your good mechanics to become great welders. Next, welders should know to cut things. And here we go again. Welders do not necessarily mean people who can join things, but extend to cutting parts of the machine. Welders use oxy fuel to cut the metal. Some also use plasma for same purpose. The most common form of cutting down is an oxy fuel that it can be found almost at every service truck. Plasma is, however, faster than oxy fuel and can even cut aluminum and stainless steel, which can't be done using oxy fuel. The basic information should be known by welders before they perform their task. Once they have done with cutting the work, the next step is to soothe the rough edges so that the new part can install properly. Removing the rough edges can be a challenge to most welders as it places a sharp work and could cut yourself. You know, you got to, you know, sand it down if you can, grind it down. And need to ensure that they remove the slightest fragments or crack or remnants right there so they can slap it in place and then weld it. And lastly, huge demand in the construction industry. Heavy equipment welders in particular are in huge demand in this construction industry. They are usually offered a higher salary, and someone who is experienced can demand more from their company. The package is perhaps not a constraint for any right candidate. It is just that the welder should know that his or her work well can complete the assignment work with preciseness and get it done. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle at 817-733-3799. And if you're looking to use equipment or even rent equipment in Dallas-Fort Worth or Texas, give me a jingle. Thank you and have a blessed day.